Good morning, this is Mark O with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September the 9th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter at 360 and a half, December wheat up a quarter at 544 and a half, and November beans up 4 1/4 cents at 977 and a quarter. Two important stories this morning, China bought 238,000 metric tons of soybeans, and unknown bought 132, so the total is 370. I'm sure all of that's going to China. The other big story out on Reuters is that President Trump has ordered that the refiners be denied retroactive biofuel waivers. So this should give a boost to corn and beans here this morning. He's doing it because he wants to garner the farm vote and solidify his base there. So that should be helpful to grain prices here this morning. We had more rains across the Midwest last night. It's going to be getting cold. They're talking about a frost possibly into Thursday, Friday night in the Dakotas and Minnesota. So if that hits, we'll further reduce yields. If we're higher today in the beans, it'll be the 12th day in a row. Generally, it's pretty hard to go beyond 13, 14 days. So maybe a little bit left in this thing. But I think we're heading into some pretty good resistance up here. But we might see a turnaround Tuesday on Wednesday kind of deal here today. But I think we're certainly going to open up strong. And then we'll see if the funds continue to want to buy. They may come in for the corn. If they do, and we can close over 360. Very friendly, in my opinion. We did close over the double top high close at 360 yesterday. So now if we can close over the daily double top at 363, that should be friendly for the grain markets, for the corn anyway. There was a typhoon that hit into China. It's been very hard to get a handle on how much damage has been done to their corn crop there, but certainly some damage. That could be helpful as well. They're talking about some insect problems in 27 provinces, but only five of the provinces apparently have adult inchworms, army inchworms, in the crops. So might not be too bad. But again, anything that shaves their corn crop could be a problem for the Chinese. We believe that they're going to continue to buy corn and beans. And depending on how the election goes, I think there'll be significant buyers if President Trump loses and Biden's the new president. I think they'll come for grain in a big way out here. That's really about it. The dollar is down 20 ticks here, giving back some of the gains from yesterday. The crude oil is up 40, getting back some of its losses. The Dow Jones is up 263, it looks like, to start, getting back some of their losses there. So it's going to be an interesting day out here today. The news stories are friendly, but there's some resistance up top. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.